Dear friends in Christ, if I were to ask you to look back over the past 5 or 10 years of your lives and think of 2 or 3 sins in particular that caused you great anguish of heart and soul, and you realize that these were soul-destroying things, and I truly repent of what I did or what I said, I don't think it would be very difficult for you to make a list for me. Not that I'm asking for it, but I want you to think about that for a moment. Then think about the same question and add this to it. How many times have you truly in your heart felt God's forgiveness for that sin, for those sins? Life goes on, I made mistakes, everything will work out. Have you truly felt the Lord's forgiveness? Have you truly felt in your heart that I am at peace with God because I know that what I did was wrong, I sinned against my Lord, but yet I truly have His forgiveness. That's what our text is speaking about this morning. Perhaps there's a couple key words in the text. Obviously, one is the heart. What is the heart? I think it bumps and beats and pushes the blood through the system and such like that. You know, obviously, that's not what's being referred to here. The heart, that inner place of where all of our spiritual life resides, what flows from our hearts with regard to our moral values and such, and our honor to the Lord and our service to the Lord and our love for the Lord, all that comes out of that heart. And the other one is condemn. Condemn here has much more force than we first would give it credit for. It's only used, the word is only used 3 times in the New Testament. And with each one, it is a complete condemnation, damnation, if you want, of the individual and the acts that the individual has done that brings about their eternal damnation. If your heart is condemning you, if your heart is telling you you are worthy of eternal condemnation, and if your heart frees you from that fear and that worry of eternal condemnation, those are the 2 thoughts that come out in our text. It first of all gives us a good opportunity to ask another question. How seriously do we take our spiritual life? We may take very seriously our lives of service to the Lord and our lives of sanctification, our lives of doing what God wants us to do. But how seriously do we think about the soul and its redemption and its peace with God forever? Yeah, I'm deliberate with this because these are serious questions, because the devil thinks about your soul every single day. And he wants nothing more than to destroy your soul. He wants nothing more than to undermine any relationship, any hope, any confidence that you have in God. And he's very good at it. If your heart condemns you, how can I possibly live up to God's commands? The chapter in John is known for this. John is the apostle of love. He's the one that is constantly stressing love. If we can love God and we can love our neighbor, and we sit there and we say to ourselves, there are some people I flat out hate. There are some people that just make me nauseous. There are some people that I get so angry with, I don't want anything to do with them. And then all of a sudden, if you love me, you will love one another, and I am not worthy of you, Lord. I have sinned against you. I have no standing before you. My heart is condemning me. And Satan is looking on and he's smiling. For the many people who will say, you don't want me in your church, I have done a lot of bad things, Satan is heaping coals upon that person's conscience by convincing that person that they are no good, that God would not love them. Who said God does not love the sinner? Who said that God did not? Jesus gave his life to die on a cross for the sinner. But Satan whispers that into your ear. I do not help as I should. I do not get involved as I should. I do not read my Bible as I should. I miss worship once in a while. I do this and I do that. All is Satan trying to undermine your confidence that God truly loves you and cares for you. So if your heart condemns you, John is saying, remember, you have a greater high court to go to. The heart, that's just a lower court. Take it all the way to the Supreme Court. Take it all the way up to the top. Take it all the way to God. And see if God condemns you. When Peter lapsed grievously and denied his Lord three times, when the Lord said he's going to do it, and he said, no, I'm not going to do it. I won't do that. I'll never deny you, Lord. I'll stand with you to the end. And he denied his Lord three times, and guilty as charged. And when the Lord asked him, note the words that Peter said, you know, Lord, you know that I love you. And it wasn't on him anymore and his ability, but now I rely on you, Lord. And every one of us can have the confidence to come to our Lord and say, Lord, you know I have sinned against you. My heart condemns me. My conscience is condemning me. But I know in you I have peace. That's the gospel. That's the gospel in its truth and purity. The sinner that comes to the Lord. So come to the Lord. Pour out your sins. Lay them before him. And he wants to hear them. He wants to let you know that you are a forgiven child of God. He does not want you agonizing over sins. I do remember what I did 5 years ago. Oh, it haunts me yet. Lay it out before the Lord. Lay it out before the Lord. And know he has forgiven you and that you are a forgiven child of God. Satan is trying to destroy that confidence you have in God. Satan is trying to undermine it. He's trying to get you to doubt if God really can love you. Get thee hence, Satan. Get away. My Lord loves me because he gave his life for me. If, on the other hand, your heart does not condemn you, you have peace with God. As I had in the daily devotion that I send out this morning, so I saw this verse, if your heart does not condemn you, what does that mean? That means that I have truly believed that Jesus died for my sins, and no longer does sin convict me, and no longer can Satan accuse me. But now I have that perfect forgiveness that the Lord has offered to me. I'm sure of that. And what peace that brings into our lives. I said when I read those verses, I was thinking of a hymn I had heard recently, and it is well with my soul. It is one of those that gets classified into the old-time gospel hymns. If you go back and you look at some of those, it may not be your type of music and such as we go from one generation and culture to another, so to speak. But yet you look at the words of some of those, and they are beautiful. It is well with my soul. Written by Horatio Spafford. Who was Horatio Spafford? Well, he was the one that wrote the lyrics that were put to music for this particular hymn. He and his wife lost a 2-year-old child. They had 4 daughters. Then he, who was a lawyer in the Chicago area in the middle 1800s, invested very hugely into the community, and when the great Chicago fire came, he lost all of his investments to the point of being penniless. Sent his wife and 4 daughters ahead to England to start anew in England and such. Why? Don't know why he was thinking about starting anew there. But their ship collided with another vessel and sunk, and the 4 daughters drowned. But his wife survived. He said that it was while he was going to meet up with his wife after this tragedy that these words came to his mind that he wrote and became the words of that hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul." So many of the hymns and those gospel hymns were written by people who were dealing with devastation, tragedy, personal loss or sorrow, and how they could be so confident in the Lord. And you look at that. If your heart does not condemn you, I think Martin Luther says, "Take thee my goods, fame, world, and family, and such. Satan has not won anything because I still have my Lord." And that's the point of that. It is well with my soul. I lose all my earthly possessions. I lose my family. I lose my health. We think of Job, obviously. But I have not lost my Lord. It is well with my soul. See, that's what's at stake here. It doesn't take long to get into a conversation with someone that talks about their spiritual life. And they will recall stories in their life about where, "I remember that time when there was so much going on in my life and there were so many things, and all of a sudden this happened. And all of a sudden that happened." It was kind of like out of the blue. Where'd that come from? It's the Lord at work. And they realized all the while that God was in control. I know that you can think of situations and times in your life where you face some very difficult, trying times where you thought that the worst, this was not going to turn out good. And some sequence of events happened where it did. And it all leads us back to that realization, when we are right with God, everything will be all right. And we can say, "It is well with my soul." Earthly blessings can be here for a moment, gone the next day. They can come and they can go. We can be entirely blessed with them. It can be taken from us. We have no control over that, nor would we want, because we would foolishly abuse that control. But yet, we have the confidence that comes from God. If your heart does not condemn you, you are at peace with God. Now, with all the struggles that we have in life, and how will this work out? How will that work out? Where will we get the money? Will I have a job? Can I provide? Can I do this? With all that, it is so good to know that I'm at peace with God. And that's all that matters. You look at some of the stories in Scripture of Joseph and of Job and of Jonah and Noah, and just you go on and on and on. And you see, yes, in the midst of all life's struggles, I have my Lord. And that's what the writer, that's what John is trying to bring home to us today. If you're burdened by your sins, dear brothers and sisters, if you're burdened by your sins, take them to the Lord. Don't spend another hour with them. Take them to the Lord and plead his forgiveness, and then know that he has forgiven you. Don't let Satan use that as a wedge between you and your God. Can he really love me? Does he really love me? Look at the cross. He loves you dearly. And then live that confidence. Live that forgiveness. Know that in my heart God has forgiven me. And live that by your lives that reflect that love. As you show that love to one another, as you serve the Lord with joy and gladness of heart, and as you deal with every situation, you realize this too shall pass. This too shall pass. It is well with my soul. Amen.